Hi, hello. Welcome to the Moon Graffon Show on a terrific Tuesday. Another beautiful day. It is summer, so it's hot, in case anybody didn't tell you. I didn't watch the weather today. I got people emailing, I wish you quit talking about this stupid hot weather. Well, everybody else is talking about it. I mean, come on. You folks know it's a global warming, right? Anyway, all that later. And Stephen Paul's going to join me at 10. I just came across some funny stuff. I do want to get his comments on. I want to get his – and don't let me forget Lane to ask Stephen Paul when he comes on about data centers making it hot again. This it might be one of the coolest summers we got left because of all the data centers. I'm not making it up. Somebody put that out there, and only a fool ran with it, but I don't want to call a man a fool. All right, it's the Matthew James Tax Pro Hotline. I've asked Roy Alexander, an attorney, to join us. Roy, how you doing?
Doing good, Moo.
You wrote a great piece in the Hayride, this birthright citizenship. You know my disappointment, Royal, and I'll let you get in a little bit more deep into it, but my biggest disappointment is you have two Republicans and Roberts and Coney Barrett, who's from Louisiana, to even make a decision like they made based on what? And that's my disappointment because I know our friend Mike Johnson has bragged about Barrett, but, I mean, she's becoming one of those ones you cannot rely on. And she may come through, but she doesn't come through. And this was a horrible ruling. But anyway, get your take on it and what you think and what's going on.
Well, I agree with you, Moon, as to both of them, both Roberts and Amy Coney Barrett. But I use the word betrays in the title, the U.S. Supreme Court betrays America on birthright citizenship, because this is the furthest thing from what the framers of our Constitution intended, this invasion of illegals. And it's really a national security threat. In the law, it's called a clear and present danger. And it is a national security threat to not know, say, 20 million people who are in your country. And what it comes down to, Moon, under the 14th Amendment, it states all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. So the whole debate is about are subject to the jurisdiction thereof. What does it mean to be subject to the jurisdiction of the United States? And I think it absolutely means more than just, can you imagine the framers saying, you know, any woman from any other part of the world, China, Russia, North Korea, any other nation that's hostile to the United States, they're pregnant, they come to the United States just long enough to have the baby. The baby's now an American citizen. They can take the baby back home, raise it as Chinese or raise it as Russian or raise it as Iranian. Then, later in life, bring the child back because it's an American citizen and they get to vote in our elections. That's insane. Yeah. And that cannot be what the framers intended when they said subject to the jurisdiction thereof.
Yeah, but let me ask you a question. I think you would agree with me that Roberts and Coney Barrett, I'm not looking at the Democrats because they never, those Democrats on the Supreme Court are put there to change this country Obama style, fundamentally change. They don't really care about the Constitution. Let's just be blunt about them. Okay, every now and then they'll stumble into the right decisions, but Barrett and Roberts don't know what you know. They don't understand what you just said. That's why my hang up is with them.
Yeah, it's what they think they're doing. They think they're taking one side of the argument, which is that simply meaning being born. And in a lot of ways, there's a lot of history to this, Moon. Being born in a place makes you a citizen of that place. But we're being so abused. We're way past any intent of the framers. The framers intended it to be a very special privilege, a sacred privilege of American citizenship. People come here, they become naturalized, they learn all about the country. Then in time, they become citizens through a citizenship ceremony like we actually just had one of in Shreveport. That's the way the framers intended people to become American citizens, not drop off here, not come over the border just in time, then have your baby in some hospital in San Diego, and that makes them an American citizen. But that simply destroys the rule.
But we did that. We allowed that, even though it was unconstitutional. And I think people, once they get used to doing something, they don't understand that's wrong. You can't do that. They just, it's hard to get people around it, some of the heads of people. Although I think if you took a poll, most people would agree with what you're saying. Some people say, no, they can't get their heads around the fact, well, we always done it that way. Well, it didn't. What kind of results has it produced? Let me ask you a question, Laurel. Somebody, a good friend of mine, posed the question when they made this decision. He said, if I, me, can work as a citizen and retire to a foreign country and receive my Social Security, then is it far stretched to say that as an infant, I am born here into a child of a non-citizen and return to the native country, could I have then apply for, say, SNAP benefits or others to be sent to me as a citizen and spend in a foreign country?
Honestly, as insane as it is, Moon, I don't see why not, because it's based on someone's essential salary or living wage level, even in another country. And that's how insane it is. Remember Trump joked years ago, I hope we never discover another planet that has life on it, because invariably the U.S. government will start sending it money. So that's what Trump meant. Yeah, so I think to answer your friend's question, Moon, it's possible. If they're an American citizen and they're seeking those benefits in another country, off the top of my head, I'm not aware of a restriction on the SNAP benefits. You just have to be an American citizen and show them that you're at a certain level.
You see, of you see what I'm saying?
If there is a restriction.
You see what I'm saying? That's a great question, and you just answered it properly. Sure you can. You can become a citizen, move back, get free benefits. And that's what makes it dumber. Added on top of what you said.
It is. So, again, citizenship is supposed to mean something, especially American citizenship. Look at what we came through to fight for and secure this our country's freedom, the Revolutionary War, the Continental Congress, the Continental Army, everything we did to defeat the British to become a country. You know, we just passed 4th of July, 250 years. That all is supposed to mean something. In other words, you're welcome to our country and becoming naturalized and a citizen, but you have to love what we have here, too. You have to want to be an American citizen. And again, it's a scary thought that some woman from any other country, Russia, China, Iran, a pregnant woman, can have that baby in the United States, then go back to Russia, go back to Iran, raise it in all that radical way, then come back later in life and come back into the country because they're an American citizen because they were born here, and then vote in our elections. Then they get to vote in our elections. I mean, this is such an abuse of what subject to the jurisdiction means. And even the guy who was the main senator at that time writing the 14th Amendment, this is the exact sentence, and it's in the article. Every person born within the limits of the U.S. and subject to its jurisdictions or by virtue of natural law and national law, a citizen of the U.S. This will not, of course, include persons born in the U.S. who are foreigners or aliens. That answers the whole question. Yep. They're aliens. You don't get to be an American citizen.
No, but okay. So, and I know you can't. You're not them, so you can't get in between the ears of Roberts and Coney Barrett. What are they making their decisions on? Wow, well, those people are not uneducated. They're not uneducated.
No.
Okay,
no.
But yet you and a lot of other lawyers realize that, but these people are sitting in the highest possible spot, and Trump put one of them there. George Bush put, we've been having Roberts since day one, problem with Roberts since day one. But Barrett, man, it's so disappointing almost time and time again.
Yeah, and if they were sitting here, they would say, guys, in my defense, we're simply interpreting subject to the jurisdiction thereof as it's been interpreted for 200 years in America. In other words, if you're born in the U.S., that makes you an American citizen. They're just doing, they're saying we are sticking strictly to the terms of the Constitution. So, and I'm saying they're gutting the country by looking at it like that.
No, I agree with you, Roy Alexander. Roy, the problem with what you said they're looking at is, we have legal ways of becoming citizens that you just explained. Those legal ways of becoming a citizen is the way you become a citizen if you're not from here. If you're not, so running across the border and say, I got a baby now, that's a United States citizen. It's absolutely ludicrous. But we've been doing it, and some people have taken advantage of it because they want people over here that don't think like us, that will vote more like the socialists and the Marxists, which is, by the way, rising in the United States right now.
It is. and what's going on in New York is insane. But this is really what we're talking about, and a lot of commentators have made this point. If there's probably 4 billion women in the world. If a woman, say, from China comes into the U.S. to give birth, and by the way, Moon, the Chinese government actively orchestrates what's called this birth tourism. Birth tourism. So if a woman from China comes into the U.S. to give birth, she's subject to the jurisdiction of China, period.
Yeah.
Yet she has the baby here, and she's also not subject to the jurisdiction of any state. That's the second part of it. Have to be a subject to the jurisdiction of our country and the state where you reside. She's not a subject to the jurisdiction of Louisiana. She's from China. She doesn't live in Louisiana. She came here to have that baby. And we're saying that if the four, and I know it's a hypothetical, but if the 4 billion women in the world all got pregnant and flew into the United States and set their foot on American soil and had that baby, you're saying all these babies from all these countries, many of whom hate us, are suddenly American citizens. That's just what's mind-boggling.
Let me do this. I'm going to take a break, but here's a question when we want to come back. Don't you think that has been happening for 20, 30 years? And it probably picked up under Biden and Obama, because that seems like a great way to infiltrate the United States of America. Let me take a break. His name is Roy Alexander. We'll come back and wrap up with him. You're listening to The Moon Griffon Show. Have you recently cut a large check to Uncle Sam? How did that feel? If you're looking for a way to reduce your tax bills next year, especially if you're paying $100,000, $500,000, even more annually, listen closely. There are strategies used by the top 1% that can significantly reduce your tax burden. There are the same little known provisions in the tax code that ultra wealthy individuals and even members of Congress use. At Matthew James Tax Pros in Lafayette, they specialize in helping high income earners like business owners, physicians, attorneys, contractors, and those in the oil and gas industry keep more of what they earn. If you're tired of writing 6 or 7 figure checks to the IRS, they'll show you strategies that could cut your taxes sometimes by half or even more. Call us today at 337-895-0TAX. That's 337-895-0829, or visit MatthewJamesTaxPros.com. Take control of your taxes. Start today to make next April a lot less painful. Every tax situation is unique and tax savings may vary.
At FMOL Health, we're leaning into our Franciscan missionaries of Our Lady heritage. A connected team, standing not in the spotlight, but in the quiet moments, the hardest times, we teach, heal, pray, and laugh. We do all things with great love. Across our system, we share one belief. Providing the best care possible isn't a job. It's our calling. FMOL Health. This is how we help care.
Hi, Mrs. Fontenot. J&J Exterminating is here to help.
We first noticed something when the
bugs started biting before you even turned the grill on?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, and this is where
the toy truck collects enough rainwater for the mosquitoes to move in?
Yeah, Robbie used to love the
Mega Hauler 4000.
Exactly, until
the Mega Hauler 5000 All-Terrain Pro Max Ultra Deluxe Limited Collector's Edition.
Just be home by dinner.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.